All right, shalom. Is it still Boker? Boker Tov, Hakol Havarim, Hebrew Bible Club. Thank you for joining us. We are about to finish up last night's message. And I want to make sure that I do this. I am dedicating last night's message and this message to J.R. Church, because he is the one who wrote this book, and he is the one that God used to actually make a complete study of the book of Psalms. And not only just a complete study of the book of Psalms and the prophecies that followed each psalm, from Psalms 1 to Psalms 119 and 120. So he did the best that he could with the information that he had. But what he really did, J.R. Church did, was to explain to us the significance of the prophecies that are in the Psalms. I'm forever indebted to J.R. Church and Gary Stearman, who have Prophecy in the News. They have been like a wonderful Bible school, along with Chuck Missler and so many great scholars that I followed as I prepare myself to be a pastor. So this is dedicated to J.R. Church, and we are going to finish up this message because the prophecy is in the psalm. And what is the prophecy? The 120 years till the judgment day is in the psalms. And so it has been made plain for us. Let's pray before we get into this. I hope there are many of us out there that are joining today. I hope that this message, because I'm going to replay and replay and repost this message to the whole world as often as I can, that the same as God did for Noah when he said it'll be 120 years and the flood will begin. And listen to me before we pray in. In 2016, I did a 7-day fast. At the end of my 7-day fast, I said, okay, what do you want me to do? Because 2017 is coming up, and that's the 6,000th year, and it's the 120th Jubilee. So me considering that the 120th Jubilee was going to be the end of that time, because I knew that 120 was it, and the 6,000 years was it. So I asked God, what did he want me to do? After the 7-day fast, all the Lord said to me was, it will be as it was in the days of Noah. Mm. And I didn't complete the study, but I came to a conclusion that the second month was the second millennium, and the 17th day was 2017. And the 6,000 years was the end of the 6,000, the 600 years was the end of the 6,000 years, and the flood would begin. Well, like the guy who did 88 reasons for 88, we could all quote the same scripture. God said, it is my thing, it is my honor, or my honor to hide a thing, and it is the honor of kings to search out a matter. So we are still searching out the matter, but I am done with this. I believe that this is it. I believe that God has given us many clues, and now the final one, the Lord wanted me to let you know, it's plain and simple. All I have to do is give it to you plain and simple so that you understand, and then you can adjust your life accordingly. And so we're going to be preaching a lot against false Christianity after this, faking Christianity, being Christians and feeling comfortable with cursing people out every now and then, being Christians and feeling comfortable with having a drunken night every time there's a party. And you know, we want to straighten up some things because we don't want Christ coming for a bride that's not prepared.
Amen.
So let's pray, and we're going to get started. Praise God.
Amen.
Okay. If you guys got the Hebrew prayer, someone said last week that if I'm speaking, I got to speak in a tangible word, or else, you know, I'm not doing what the Bible said. Well, it's tangible. It's just not tangible to you. It's Hebrew. So I want you to know you're more than welcome to take our Hebrew course for free.
Yes.
I'm not speaking in tongues. I'm speaking in Hebrew. It is a tangible language that everybody on Pentecost would have known. Almost everyone there would have known because there was a lot of Jews there. Okay, let's pray. Avanu Shaba Shabaim Yi Kadeshim Ha Tavo Mehuteke Yi Aserot Sanaka Be Aretke Ashene Asabe Shamaim Tenlano Hayom Lechem Hukenu Uselachlanu et Ashmetenu Ke Asher Solichem Manachnu Le Asher Ashmelanu Vial Tevienu Lede Masa Keim Hatzilanu Min Hara Kilacha hamamlecha vehagivura vehatiferet leolamei leolamim amen behashem yeshua hamashiach anachnu tefillin baruch akol havarim and let's get started.
Pastor Sandy, before you get started, Vicky Dietz, I think is her name.
Mm-hmm.
She sent us a YouTube converted FEMA camp facilities. They're converting the FEMA camps into they're converting the FEMA camps.
Okay. I want to know what they're using them for.
And then I'm going to send it
because that's good. A couple of them are being used to how some of the children that they're rescuing.
Oh, maybe that's it. I just sent it to you, Pastor.
That's awesome. They have psychologists and medical doctors there to deal with the children and what they're going through.
That's awesome.
So I want you to know we are living in horrible times. The Nephilim are among us. They are doing horrible things. And it's about time that the Lord, when he comes, that he'll be able to vacuum and clean this place out. And once he vacuums and cleans it out, he'll bring us back and we'll set up camp for 1,000 years.
Yes.
Praise God.
Amen.
Now I'm going to put this away for a second and we're going to get back into this study for tonight. I want you to understand something very important. All scripture is given by God. All design of scripture is given by God.
Right.
I want you to understand that. Matthew is not the first book of the New Testament because a bunch of men decided to make Matthew. God decided to make Matthew the first book.
Amen.
God decided to make Luke the second. Mark the second. Luke. So Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John are in order because God put them in order. Mm-hmm. Because all of those books have a theme of a Hebrew letter.
Yes.
Okay? All of the books of the Bible have a theme of a Hebrew letter. And you need to understand that it is God who wrote the book. That's why it's God that's able to make Psalms the 19th book of the Bible.
Yes.
It was God who did that. Okay?
Amen.
It was God who was able to say, hey, let's make a quote of this very ignorant man in Psalms 14. Oh, what does he say in Psalms 14? The fool says in his heart, there is no God. Then let's make a quote on the year that he dies. The fool has said that there is no God. Okay, in Psalms 53.
Amen.
Same God speaking. God wanted you to know that I marked when he said it,
right,
and I marked when he died.
Yes.
Okay? And we need to understand and know that the whole Bible is written in the code of the Hebrew letters.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
One of those Hebrew letters is God beginning to tell you a story of what is going to come in the future.
Yes.
God created Adam, and he said, it is not good that Adam be alone.
Right.
And so God put Adam to sleep. And God took from Adam's side a rib, and he formed his wife, Eve.
Yes.
And then the Bible said, and he segur, he closed up the womb. And in that, in speaking of that, he says he's given her a helpmate.
Yes.
This support, this semek. Okay, so he uses this letter. Now, it's the third time the letter's been used, but the first time the letter is being used when creating a human being.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, three times is absolutely perfect, because three times would be 360, which yeah. is nashi, which means wife in chapter 4 in Genesis. Okay,
yeah.
And that's 300, that's the 360. So all of what God is saying about the letter of Semek is that this is the creation of the bride, who is Eve. It is a complete prophecy of not only Christ and his coming and his death and his resurrection, it is also...
Your mic's not on.
It's not? Oh, you're right, Pastor Ben. You've been able to hear me, though, because it was right there.
Right.
Yeah, okay. But you can hear me better now,
yeah,
can't you?
Yeah.
Okay, so this Semek is being used in this chapter to not only tell you the prophecy of Adam and Eve, because Adam is just like the rest of the Bible. Adam is only the first type of Christ, okay? Adam is, and I can't really say, yeah, yes, I can. I can say that Adam is the first type of Christ, okay? Because Adam is going to now play the role of Jesus Christ that he is going to take on when he comes into the world. And what is that role? That role is Adam is desiring a wife.
Yeah.
It is not good that there only be one resurrected person in heaven. It is not good.
Amen.
Okay? So God said, I'm going to put that person who's going to be resurrected to sleep, and I'm going to pierce his side the same as I did Adam. And what comes out of his side, I am going to make a bride for the second Adam. Okay?
Amen.
So both Adams receiving this bride who is going to be their helpmate, the support. Now, I need to write that. I'm going to write this on the board. You don't have to do it, Pastor Ben, right now, but I do want to write this on the board, because this is a pillar, and this is Father, Son, Holy Spirit, and the pillar supports the gospel. That is the original. This is the ancient Hebrew of this same letter.
Wow.
You understand? So the pillar is holding up the three. The gospel of Jesus Christ, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Okay? So I want you to know that everything about Semek has to do with the bride, who is the church. Okay? So I'm going to read a little bit here. And from the book, The Wisdom in the Hebrew Alphabet by Rabbi Monk. And I want you to know it is not a Christian book. It is an Orthodox Jewish book. But the wisdom is of the structure and meaning of the Hebrew letters. Okay. It is not a Christian doctrine, but they don't get into doctrines. They only get into definitions of the letters and the ancient meanings of each letter. Okay. So this is what is said by the first Semek in the Torah with regard to living beings appears in the narrative of the creation of Eve. Okay? So it says the two earlier uses of Semek had nothing to do with the creation of human beings, but the creation of a rivers. Originally, God created man, okay, man, and then created female, and created female for man, okay? So God, when he's creating Eve, he uses this letter, Semek, which the word Semek means a support or a helpmate,
wow.
Okay? So
God says it's not good that man should be alone, okay? So God is going to make him a helpmate, someone just like him, okay? Let me read this. It says indicated that the woman who became a separate being to provide support to the human mission and the different perspective, then she could have a part of man. She was to become Azor, the helper, which means the helper, the helpmate, okay, and corresponding to him. So it says rendered. So the Targum, which is another Hebrew book, I try not to use too many of their ancient books because they're written by scholars, but this is one I will use a couple of words from. The Targum renders Azor, the helpmate, to be the same as Samech, which means support, okay? So Eve is created through the letter Samech to be a helpmate for who? For Adam, okay? And a bride for who? The first Adam, okay? Now, woven inside of this Samech and Eve is the story of the 120 years. Because God is planning, now we haven't even got to Noah yet. He hasn't warned Noah about the 120 years. But in the letter Samech, God is already putting his thumbprint and saying, in the bride will be the 120 years, okay? So now we're going to go to the board, and then we're going to look at this, okay? Because this is important. This is Samech. These are the letters, the Kaf, which is the 20, the Mem, which is the 40, the Samech, which has a numerical value of 60. That's very important because 10 and 6, okay? 10 means perfect order, and 6 means salvation or complete salvation. So if you have 10 sixes, you would have the perfect order of salvation, okay? So 10 times salvation equals perfection. Okay, now, the other thing we need to know is that this word, which means support or helpmate, has a numerical value of 120. This is the bride. Now, the bride does something, and when she sins, that changes the world. That doesn't change the Garden of Eden.
Right.
That changes the whole world, okay? Once this sin occurs, a judgment comes upon the whole world, solidifying this number. 120 will always bring judgment and change.
Oh.
You understand? So now as we go through the scriptures, whenever we see this number connected to Samech, connected to the bride, we see that 120 is always going to bring judgment and change, okay? Now, as we just saw this, this is the original Samech. It is a pillar holding up three, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the gospel. So the Samech is the 120. Now, it is the 15th letter of the Hebrew alphabet. So now if I go 1 plus 2 plus 3 plus 4 plus 5 plus 6 plus 7 plus 8 all the way to 15, it equals 120. So everything about her is talking about what? The change. This is when everything takes a judgment and a change. I'm supposed to explain this and explain it to you simple so that you can understand that the 120 is going to bring change and judgment, okay? And it is simple, it has been before us, and God wants me to show it to you because we are 1 year away from seeing a complete change and judgment happen in the same day. Now, I want to remind you of the dream, because when God began to give me this, I didn't want to talk about end times anymore. We've done it all, Father. We've already gone over the last generation. The 70 years have passed. They had their 70th birthday. We talked about generations. Lord, we talked about everything. I don't really want to do this, but I see that you're giving me something that I'm getting in my spirit that you want me to speak on. But Lord, you're going to have to show me something. Show me that you really want me to teach on this. This is when I went to sleep. And God showed me. I land on this island, and all of a sudden, planes are falling out of the sky. Buildings are crashing. The ocean is flowing over into building. And there's so much destruction, I'm like, I gotta get away from here. So I run to the other side of the island, and on the other side of the island, everybody was selling beautiful roses, all different colors, purple, red, green, yellow, and all of the roses cost $6. Now, this is the vision that God gave me when he sent me back to sleep to tell me, I'm giving you this message, okay? So he's showing me destruction and salvation is coming in one day, okay? And so now, as we get to this number 120, which is support, I told you I needed some Hebrew people today. Semek means support and help. Now, Semek also means pillar. And Semek also, and 120 is also the pillar, which is the church. 120 is also the congregation. Look how they're spelled. Mem, Vav, Delete. Mem, Ayin, Vav, Delete. It's the same letters, just switched around, but it means the pillar, which is the church, and congregation, which is the church. Okay? So, all of this is talking about one story. That the bride is going to be the support and the help. She's going to be the pillar. She's going to be the congregation. The bride is going to be, and she will be the perfect order of salvation. Okay? So, letter 15 brings us into quite a bit. Not to mention that 15 times Jesus, which is 8, also gives us 120. Okay, so, I wanted to make that clear that we're not pulling stuff out of the air. It is ingrained in the Hebrew alphabet. That's why I keep telling people the Hebrew Bible course is to get you to a place where you can understand the author of the Bible, okay? Because there's a lot of stuff woven underneath that you're not going to see until you begin to study Hebrew, because God, it was true what God told me. If you study Hebrew, I'll teach you the Bible. But I had to study Hebrew so that I can see what the author was writing and why he wrote what he wrote.
Pastor
okay.
Ben, Justin Blystone?
Yes.
Pastor Ben, can you ask Pastor Sandy if the five Hebrew letters that have the final...
Semek. Yeah, I know. The Sefit letters.
Sefit letter form at the end of a word. If that changes their value, their number value.
Right. But that is very true. And understand when you're talking about gematria that you can either use the final form in its original value or you can use the final form in its sefit value. So, like when you get to the word ki Elohim, okay? When Satan says to Eve that you will be like you will be like God. Ki Elohim. Now, in that Ki Elohim, the final mem is a sefit, and you use the full value of that mem, and that gives you Ki Elohim is 666. So the first use of 666 was when Satan lied to Eve, but you use the mem and the full value. But in many gematrias, you use the sefit letter as just the regular gematria, the numerical value. Then you have an ordered number, which is you just use the first letter, second letter, third letter, fourth letter, fifth letter, like that. And that also, and then you have what you call the full value, which is when you do something like this. When you spell out Semek, and that's the full, in its fullness, you got this as Samech is 120. But actually, the letter Samech only equals 60. Okay? But now, see, this is very good thinking. This is very good. Because when you say Aleph in Hebrew, you can spell it out in its fullness as a letter. In the letter, it's one. But Aleph in its fullness is 111. 111. It's three ones, right? But if you say the word wonderful in Hebrew, it's Pele. Okay? Because God said that son would be called wonderful, counselor. Okay? So the name wonderful is Pele, which is just Aleph spelled backwards. And it's 111 to let you know that wonderful is also the Aleph, the God. Okay?
It's not wonderful,
it's God.
Counselor?
Huh?
It's not wonderful.
It's not wonderful, counselor. And I don't know why people do this, but they want to call me right in the middle of class. Okay. We're going to turn that off. And I will do that before from now on. Okay. So, I hope I explained that to you well, but if you don't understand it completely, biblical gematria, I'll send you something that will explain to you the different ways of biblical gematria. Okay. So now, as we continue, we're going to go to Timothy.
First and second.
We're going to be in 1 Timothy chapter 3 because we want you to know. Now, Samech or pillar in Hebrew is actually 120, but pillar in Greek is 1200. It is 1200 because it's always the fullness of explaining what I showed you in the Old Testament is going to be magnified to a times 10 in the New Testament. Okay, so pillar in Greek is 1200, but in Hebrew is 120. Okay, so the pillar is the same thing. But God wants to make sure that you understand who the pillar is,
yeah,
when he brings it up in the Greek. So this is what we have. It's 3 verse 15, and it says this: if I am delayed, you will know how people ought to conduct themselves in God's household, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and foundation of truth. So the church is what?
The foundation.
The pillar and the foundation of truth. You understand?
Yeah.
Now, where's the other? So the fullness of pillar is explained to you in the New Testament as the foundation of truth, which is in the world, which is what? The church, okay? So the church is the pillar. The church is the congregation. Understand? The church is the congregation. The church is the pillar. And all of it is all based off of 120. Why? Because when she sinned, she changed the world. She brought judgment. So now God goes to Genesis chapter 6. And he says, okay, since 120 seems to change the whole world, and judgment comes and change comes as 120, I'm going to count you off 120. Okay? So he says to Noah, and the Lord said, my spirit shall not always strive with men, for that he also is flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years. See that? So now, in the 120 years, if we go back and study Samech, and we say, if Samech is a typology, we also know that a complete change is going to come at the end of this 120. Because Eve brought a worldwide change, and now this 120 is going to also bring a worldwide change. Okay? So we get to this, and it says, in verse 11, in the 600 years of Noah's life, on the 17th day of the second month of that day, all the springs of the great deep burst forth, and the floodgates of the heaven were open, and rain fell on the earth for 40 days and 40 nights. Okay? So, exactly 120 years later, we get this flood, and it changes the world. We get judgment and joy at the same time. You get eight and the joy of salvation, and you get the rest of the world in judgment and that comes in 120. Okay? Now, if that was good, we say, okay, well, let's look at if God continues on this pattern, okay? So now, of course, we go to, let me get to my notes. So now, after that, we go to Deuteronomy chapter 34, right? So when you get to Deuteronomy chapter 34, say amen. No, it's okay. I'm just kidding. I won't hear you. But now I'm in Deuteronomy chapter 34, and God says this. Moses was 120 years old when he died, yet his eyes were not weak, nor his strength gone. The Israelites grieved over Moses in the plains of Moab for 30 days until the time of weeping and mourning was over. And Joshua, the son of Nun, was filled with the spirit of wisdom because Moses laid his hands on him so that the Israelites listened to him and did what the Lord had commanded. Now, I want you to see the importance of, at the end of 120 years, change coming.
Yes.
Moses is 120 years old, and now a change come. Now, we say a change came, but did a judgment come? The judgment was this. You follow Moses, and I'm telling you, you're not under his leadership anymore. Now, if you do not follow Yahshua, you will be judged. Do you understand? Because Yahshua is now in control. When the 120 years come for us, the whole nation of Israel and every Jew on the planet who is Orthodox, who is saying, I'm following Torah and Torah only, and only Moses' law will I follow, are going to have to understand the judgment has come upon the world if you do not change your thinking.
Amen.
Because no longer is Moses' law valid for salvation. A matter of fact, everything's changed over at the end of this 120 into the hands of Yahshua,
yeah,
or Joshua in this book. And so now it will be Joshua who will bring you over,
yeah,
into the promised land.
Yeah.
Okay? It is Joshua, I think, in Deuteronomy, I mean, in Joshua chapter 5, where God begins to bring them over into the promised land, but he says, wait. All of these people cannot come over into the promised land yet. Why? They haven't been circumcised. Cut off their flesh and then let them come into the land. He says, well, why? Because these are not the original ones who came out of the land. These are the ones that went on a 40-day journey, on a 40-year journey, and they've never been circumcised. So for the 40 Jubilees that Jesus Christ has been gone, those that are going over into the promised land is the church. We have not been circumcised, meaning having our flesh cut off yet before Christ takes us out.
Yeah.
But once we are walking and living, now the old flesh is cut off and we go into the heavens. And that's why flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. There must be a circumcision first. The flesh has to be destroyed,
yeah,
has to be taken off. So, but what happens at the end of Moses' 120 years? A complete change of the whole world happens because Moses has died, and now every Jewish person must now understand you're under new rulership and leadership.
Yes.
Okay, now we're going to go to Judges chapter 16, verse 29. Okay, we want to make sure, because I'm trying to make this as simple and plain as we can make it. And we're in 16 and we're in verse 29. I will explain to you why is God using Samson to remove the pillars. Samson is a prototype or typology of Jesus Christ. How is Samson? He is the strong man coming to run his course. He is this fourth child of a woman who could not have birth on her own, right? So since she could not give birth on her own, Samson's mother needed the help of God to have this miracle birth of Samson. So, and she is the fourth woman to do that, which puts her in the position of the Aleph Tav, which puts her in the position of the middle of the menorah, which puts him in the position of the symbol of Christ, the door opener, the Dalit, right? The fourth letter of the Hebrew. So since he is the fourth child that this is going to happen, he truly represents the Messiah. Now, if Jesus does not remove the pillar from the earth, destruction can't come.
Amen.
That's the whole story of Lot. I can't do anything till I remove the pillar. You understand?
Amen.
But once he removed the pillar, the judgment came down upon the palace, upon the Philistines. And he said he killed twice as many as in his own. Well, it might be twice as many. Let me read it first. But he killed more when he pushed the pillars away than when he was alive. So here, let's read this.
Amen.
Okay.
Dr. Barry says, Sandman, you rock.
Man, Dr. Barry, I was looking at your picture. I almost brought your picture today with the whole family. I see you guys at a Greek place. I think, are they Greek? Because all my friends in Montreal were Greek, the Matanakis family. They taught me a little Greek, but I forgot it now. Here we go. Where it says in verse 28, then Samson prayed to the Lord, O sovereign Lord, remember me. O God, please strengthen me just once more. Let me with one blow get revenge on the Philistines for my two eyes. Then Samson reached toward the two central pillars on which the temple stood, bracing himself against them, his right hand on the one and his left hand on the other, Samson said, let me die with the Philistines. Then he pushed with all his might, and down came the temple on the rulers and all the people in it. Thus he killed many more than when he was alive. Okay, so
Dr. Barry said 3,000.
3,000. So now he kills. Look at this. He kills. He brings judgment, but he has to push out
the pillars.
The 120. What did the 120 just bring? Judgment. What did Eve bring? Judgment. What did Noah's 120 bring? Judgment. What did Moses 120 bring? A change and judgment on the Jewish people to let them know they're under new leadership. So listen, everything about the 120 is going to bring change and judgment. So we're in it. We're on year 119. And then we get to this incredible book called the Book of Psalms.
Incredible.
God says, make it the 19th book of the Bible. What? A matter of fact, make it the 19th book from the beginning, but make it the 48th book from Revelation going backwards. Just to let them know this is really all about 1948, okay? Because it's just crazy that people just think that, you know, some man put the Bible together. Mm-hmm. But God is thinking about every letter, yeah. every move, every book, everything has to have his imprint. Semech is not the 15th letter of the Bible for no reason. 1 plus 2 plus 3 plus 4 plus 5 plus 6 plus 7 plus 8 all the way to 15 equals 120. It's the 15th letter of the Bible.
Amen.
Okay, so everything about this letter is telling you about the 120 and the change. This is the first prophecy of the 120, which brings judgment and change. Okay? Now, as we get to the book of Psalms, let's go to the book of Psalms. And we're going to be done here, Pastor Ben. How much time I have?
About 6 minutes.
All right. So we're in the book of Psalms. I love that we don't have to talk 4 hours to get a message across.
Amen.
It's because God. Okay. Oh, now watch this. Wait a minute. Okay, wait a minute. It says Psalms. Is it Psalms 9? He who dwells in the shadow of the Most High. That's Psalms 91. I think I said 90 last night. But that war was in 91 when Iraq bombed Israel through the Scud missiles over there, and not one hit them. But it says in Psalms 91, he who dwells in the shadow of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Surely he will save you from the fowler's snare and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with his feathers, and under his wing you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and rampart. Okay? You will not fear terror at night. Now they're bombing them at night with bombs and in the day with bombs.
Wow.
But every bomb in 1991 is landing, is either getting blown up in the air or landing in the water.
Yep. That's crazy.
And this all happened in 91. But God said, you know what? The 19th book is going to tell you about the last generation. What last generation? The generation that is the generation that Noah had. Because Noah's generation was 120 years. Okay?
Amen.
The wilderness wandering was a generation of 40 years.
Yes.
Okay? The generation of the children of Israel in Babylon was 70 years. Okay? So we have to understand something. God's generation, because the guy who wrote 88 Reasons for 88 did the same thing that we did. We said 70 years is a generation, period. This is it.
Yep.
There's nothing. But God says, every time I say generation, it's a generation of the period that I give it. Not the generation that you give it. It's the generation that I give. I never gave the 1900s. The generation of 70 years. It is a Noah generation. Wow. It is a 120-year generation. And if you count year by year, I will prophesy everything year by year by year by year until you see that when you get to 120, it will now be the Psalm of Ascent, and it will be a Genesis Psalms and a new beginning. And what will the 120 bring? It will bring a change.
That's deep.
So I like being off the hook because now they're going to say, Pastor Sandy came up with another one. I'm not that smart, you guys. Let me tell you, I played football. I am not that smart. Okay. I really want you to know that. Okay. And you got to realize something else too. Who's going to preach end time prophecy from 2003 to 2020 and always have something interesting to talk about for all this time, unless God has given him the information? What was God doing for all this time? I think he was just trying to encourage his people.
Yes.
How to be ready, how to stay ready, how to make God number one in your life, how to dispel all the foolishness that there's not going to be a rapture.
Right.
Because it is foolishness, or the foolishness that a rapture is going to happen at the end of the tribulation.
I know, right?
All of these foolish notions were being flown around, so we had to have good Bible studies to explain the foolishness away. Yeah. Anybody believing that of a end of the tribulation rapture right now, people just look at him and go, you stupid. Before, it was a big argument, but we know that that's foolishness now, because from Genesis to Revelation, it is talking to us about the rescuing of a bride before the tribulation comes. So God has kept us ready. He has kept us energized. I have been one of the vehicles to say, let's stay ready, church. This may be the day. And God was able to let me do it without ever lying to you.
Amen.
Because I truly believed, look, that 2010 was going to be the rapture. You know why? Because 2017 is the end of 6,000 years. Yeah. And that's absolutely true. Right. And 7 years is the time of the tribulation. So from 2010 to 2017, it was my right to say, I believe the tribulation will happen here. So then I said, oh, it's going to be happening in 2017. Why? Because it's the end of 6,000 years. So I said, okay, and it didn't happen. I said, okay, well, we know that this is the 120th Jubilee. Maybe we can't do anything until the Jubilee is over. Da, da, da. So God is constantly just feeding us, stay ready. This could be the reason. So stay ready for this. And now God says, you're done. Okay, you're off the hook. He said, you're done. He says, you're off the hook. Just teach this plainly and you're off the hook. So I'm teaching it to you plainly. 120 always brings judgment and change. You see the pattern in Scripture. 120 is always going to bring judgment and change. We are on year 119 since 1900 of a 120-year count that God has documented in the 19th book to let you know where we are. And Jesus, it's amazing when they asked him about the end times. You know what he started talking about? Wars and rumors of wars, the world war, the earthquakes, everything that's going to happen in the 1900s. That's what he began talking to you about, the 1900s. So the 1900s has presented to us the generation that will be just like the generation of Noah. Amen. And so I say, get ready, because we are going home. Oh, and yeah, that is a wonderful thing for the righteous people of, yeah, God. Praise God. Amen. I hope you guys have this study for yourself. You would have to get a hold of Prophecy in the News to get your own copy of J.R. Church's Hidden Prophecies in the Psalms. If you want to know Israel's whole history, all you have to do is read this book, and it'll tell you phenomenal things that were happening every year that were documented in the Psalms. Okay? And so I dedicate this message to J.R. Church in his memory, and to Gary Stearman, his partner, who have a great ministry and has been a great help to me, along with many others, to make sure that I stay in this word and stay studied up. I'm going to say this before I close. Heshvan 10th is coming up November, okay? At first, I was really like, I'm on Heshvan, because Heshvan is when they went into the ark, and then on the 17th, the flood began, and this Heshvan is coming up November 8th, and then 7 days later would be the anniversary of when the flood began. Okay, do I think the rapture is going to happen? I had big hopes that it was, but now I believe that nothing's going to happen until the 120th year hits. And so I'm waiting on the 120th year, but if I'm wrong, I'm always welcoming being wrong about the rapture. If it happens on Heshvan, it'll be absolutely perfect. If it happens at Heshvan, on the 10th of Heshvan, we go into the ark, and on the 17th of Heshvan, the flood in the earth happens, I will be absolutely happy if the rapture happens in 2019. My thoughts right now are on the judgment and the rescue happening in the same year, which is 120. So that's what I'm looking at. So, but we know we're in short time. We know the season now.
Yes.
So we know we're in short time. Now it's time to be ready with make sure that we continue talking to people about the gospel, trying to get people saved, and to keep people who don't live for Christ, who say they're saved, to get right with Christ. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Let's pray out. Let's pray out. Hakol Havarim, all my friends. You guys are awesome. Thank you for the way you support the church. I keep saying it. I keep laughing every time Pastor Ben goes, the rent is paid. You mean I don't have to contribute anything? Really? How much you need for me to add to the rent, Pastor Ben? Oh, we're fine. Really? Again? And I don't, every month I think, like, because we live for what, 14 years with, or what would say, like 13 years without it, right? So we're like, okay. So praise God for you guys. We really appreciate it. Let's pray out. And the Lord said unto Moses, what did he say? Yivarekaka Adonai veishmareka. Yair Adonai panavilecha vechuneka. Yiase Adonai panavilecha. Veyasim lekai shalom. Veyasim lekai shalom. Say unto them, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Shalom, everybody. Le'itriot be'shavua haba. We will see you next week. And I'm excited about this. I'm going to preach it and hope that the whole world catches on and gets prepared for his coming. Amen.
Praise God.
Is that?